Jóban!
As in some neighboring countries, residents in Hungary's capital Budapest are working around the clock to fill sandbags in a desperate fight against the rising water of the Danube River. Of particular concern to authorities is Budapest's Margaret Island, a popular tourist spot and famous for its thermal bath, medical treatment and luxury hotels. Some low-lying places in downtown Budapest are already underwater. Hungarian Prime Minister Ferenc Gyurcsány calls the situation in the capital and across the country serious and says the government is monitoring the situation closely. He says we have set up a special government coordination committee to continuously monitor the water levels to see how high the river will rise. Mr. Gyurcsány on Monday declared a state of emergency. The government's efforts to keep the rivers from spilling over came too late for dozens of flooded towns and villages, including Dunaszentpál near the border with Slovakia. An elderly villager, Georgi Goldstein, says he fears his house will collapse. He says he is very nervous. He adds, my house saw already 3 floods since the 1960s, so it will be flood number 4. He says, I don't think my house is strong enough to survive this flood. In Romania to the east and Slovakia and the Czech Republic to the north, populations in low-lying areas have been put on alert. In the Czech Republic, several people have died and anti-flood barriers on the river Vltava have been raised. Czech officials have declared a state of emergency in several areas, and in the historic city of Olomouc, 250 kilometers east of Prague, thousands of people had to be evacuated. In nearby Austria, the Danube remained closed for shipping Sunday. In Hungary, the Danube is expected to crest at 9 meters, breaking a record set in 2002. Heavy rains and melting snow are being blamed for the floods. Stefan Boss, for VOA News, Budapest.